Good morning. I'm Dana Heitzenreiter, and I am the administrator at Du Bois Nursing Home. I joined the facility toward the end of April of this year, and I'm excited to be joining the continuum. We offer a lot of wonderful services to the residents of our community, and I'm excited to be a part of that and helping to grow and expand the care and services that we currently provide.
Congratulations, Dana. So as the new Du Bois Nursing Home administrator, I guess sometimes we don't even realize what these people in these positions do. So as an administrator, what's your average day look like? What do you do there?
Well, every day can be a little bit different. We certainly have a very busy facility here, and we do adapt to that on a daily basis. Certainly take the care and safety of our residents as our first and foremost priority here, and also the care of our staff as well, because they're very important and key providers to the success of our organization. So we, on a day-to-day basis, you know, basically just make sure that we're providing all the care and services that our residents require, and that's through multiple departments, and it takes a team, and we have a great one here that we are able to provide great quality service to our residents.
So let me ask you this. What are you most excited for the future? What are some of your plans or your hopes for the nursing home, and what are you setting out to accomplish?
Well, certainly it's been a challenging time period for all long-term care facilities, and we're excited as COVID starts to ease up in our community that we're excited to basically try to get back to some normalcy here and provide some entertainment and some, you know, more interaction with the public for our residents. It's been, our staff have done a great job providing that bridge and that bridging that gap for our residents during this time. But we're really looking forward to being able to expand and introduce more people into our continuum. Of course, following all the necessary guidelines and making sure that we're doing everything we can to protect and keep everyone safe during the pandemic.
Absolutely. What would you say is your favorite thing about working there?
My favorite thing about working here are, of course, the residents and our staff. I've been working in long-term care for all of my nursing career for 27 years, and we have just a wonderful blend of residents and families, and our staff here just make it a wonderful, enjoyable experience.
Oh, that's well said. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Just that I'm really excited to be here as a part of the continuum, and just looking forward to reaching out into the community and becoming more familiar with some of our community partners and being just a part of positive change in our community.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that too. Thank you so much, Dana.
Hi, I'm Karen Brown. I'm the executive director for Du Bois Continuum of Care. I have been with the campus for a little over 5 years, and I just in April became the executive director, and I'm looking forward to working with our staff, our residents, and their family members.
Wonderful. What exactly does an executive director do? That's a pretty large title. So what's an average day look like for you?
So it encompasses a lot. I am here to help support the operations of both our facilities, our personal care, our nursing home. We have a home care division and independent living. So I work with all of those different levels and help provide support, you know, looking to increase our capabilities, looking to partner with local businesses and providers to be able to continue to offer great services in the community.
You know, this is just one part of a long journey here. So what are you most excited for the future? What are some of the plans or the hopes for not just the Du Bois Continuum of Care, but also the Du Bois community in general?
So I think long-term care is a really important piece of our community. Our elders need somewhere that they can go and be safe and have, you know, good quality of care, have different activities to keep them engaged with both their peers, with our community. So I'm just really looking forward to being able to provide those services to continue to grow our campus, you know, as a place of employment for people in our community, as well as a place for residents to receive the care they need as they grow older, give back, you know, to other. We do a lot of work with our school districts in raising different, you know, we help raise supplies for them. We've done backpack campaigns and different things along those lines.
That's an excellent thing to look forward to. What do you think is your favorite thing about working there currently? What do you enjoy?
So So I enjoy seeing the residents. I enjoy seeing after the year of COVID, it is really nice to see the families back in, being able to be with their family or friends, just seeing that interaction and the connection. Enjoy working with the staff that we have here. We have a great team, and you know, we're always continuing to look to build that, have the best team possible.
Absolutely. Anything else that you'd like to say that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
I just look forward to working. You know, it's a great opportunity to continue to meet people within our community. We have great services that we're willing to share and talk with. If anyone has questions, they can feel free to reach out to us at the facility, and we'll be sure to answer their questions the best we can.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.